3 weeks ago, we had a man on this show named Dexter Taylor. Dexter was in the middle of a trial, criminal trial, regarding ghost guns. Now, as he detailed here on the show, ghost guns is just a term that the left likes to use these days. It's not a ghost gun. And it's not illegal, of course. You can build guns if you'd like to. And if, as long as you're not selling them, it is legal federally. But the communists in New York don't like guns at all. They're not a fan of the Second Amendment. And sadly, Dexter, who was in New York City being persecuted, was an uphill battle for him. And sadly, we learned earlier this week, just moments after making closing arguments, hours actually, Dexter was convicted on 13 of those counts. Now, originally, he was facing 37 counts for all of this. The prosecutor over there, Brooklyn prosecutor Eric Gonzalez, reduced it down to 15, which is common. But the jury only voted on 13 of them, not two of them. They didn't consider the two. And sadly, he was convicted on 13. So Dexter right now is sitting in jail in one of the most dangerous jails in our country, which is also known as Rikers Island. We talked about that too. Sadly, during his trial, the judge handling his case said that there was no place in her courtroom for the Second Amendment. And that's the core of his argument here. His argument is based around his constitutional rights. Joining us now to discuss all of this is Vino Varghese, who is his attorney. He's also a former prosecutor as well. Vino, thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Brianna.
I wanted to discuss this with you because my heart broke. It was just the morning and we got the text message from Dexter saying that closing arguments were taking place. And I told him we were praying for him. And then a couple of hours later, I saw that he was convicted. How is he doing? Because I know you just saw him and visited him in Rikers. So how is he right now? And is he okay?
Yeah. So he went into custody just before 6 p.m. on Tuesday evening Eastern time, and I saw him this morning or early this afternoon about noon to about 1 at Rikers Island. We got there at 10. It just took 2 hours to get in. It was unfortunate this man is a warrior. He's a champ. He's in great spirits. As soon as he saw me, big smile, he's greeting all the guards. He's just an incredibly likable guy, and he's a man of conviction like I've never seen. We knew that this was the most likely outcome, that he was going to lose at trial, and to lose at trial meant for him that he'd have to go to prison, and he is going to stay in prison for at least 3.5 years, but possibly close to a decade. But his fight will continue because there's steps that he has to take. So the ultimate goal of Dexter and me is to get this case to federal court. And the only way you can get a case from state court to federal court is that you have to go through every state court process. So that means the next step is what's called the Intermediate Appellate Court, the Appellate Division in New York. Then you go to the highest court in New York, which sits in Albany. And basically, we have to lose there in all three, the trial court, the intermediate appellate court, and the top court in New York to get to what's called federal trial court, district court, with a habeas petition. And basically, a habeas petition means to free the body. So we have to exhaust, it's called exhaust, you have to exhaust all your state court remedies, what's available to you before you can make this argument in federal court, which I know he'll have a real shot at winning. We unfortunately had no shot at winning in state court. And that's what makes Dexter heroic in my view, because he knew that. And he's willing to go away for a long time to defend the Second Amendment. And he's been an inspiration to me. And as people are learning about him, he's becoming an inspiration to a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, we had him on the show just 3 weeks ago, and he said, you know, they've offered me plea agreements, but I'm not taking them because this is about the Second Amendment. And sadly, you need somebody to face these charges before you could actually challenge them to the federal courts. And sadly, Dexter is the man who has to do so now. And like you said, he's going to spend years in prison. I wanted to bring up, you know, you walked us through the appeals process. I wanted to mention, because obviously this is New York City, so you're very limited with having a jury that's not going to be biased in these situations because, well, they are very liberal. So it's difficult to get a fair jury, as we're seeing with President Donald Trump's trial playing out right now. The judge in your case pretty much told the jury that the Second Amendment argument doesn't have a place in her courtroom. How will that Yes. kind of play into his appeals process? Because the Constitution rules this country, not liberal judges.
So this is the court. So what happened was 2 years ago when the Bruin decision came down and it found that New York City's licensing regime and how they gave out licenses or didn't give out licenses was unconstitutional because you had to show a compelling reason to obtain a firearm, which the justices found to have violated the Second Amendment. So what happened is New York in response basically wanted to ignore the Supreme Court. So they just changed the name. Now it's called good moral character. You must demonstrate good moral character. Mm-hmm. There was a guy from the licensing bureau who came on to say Dexter didn't have a license. And I asked him, explain what good moral character is. And then he starts saying, well, I have no criminal record. I said, but that's already a given, right? So no criminal record, no mental health issues. And so those are already, you can't even get to good moral character until you pass that. So he didn't even know, and he couldn't explain it. And it was an absolute joke. So the New York State is going to lose again. It's just a matter of time. And, you know, Dexter's case is unique from other cases because the defendants in New York State challenging the gun possession cases are almost 99% of them out on the street. So they're possessing a gun or they've used a gun, but they're out on the street. Dexter was building them in his own homes, which under New York law, you can't do. But as Dexter was able to say, and somehow it was amazing that he got it in because the judge would just jump in every opportunity she got to cut him off or cut me off. I mean, she interrupted my opening statement within the first couple of sentences. Because she was trying to prevent me from persuading the jury or being giving the jury something to think about. And so, I mean, she was a disaster. And she is a disaster. So he was able to get out that he had a license given to him by the Constitution. So he did get that out. But you were speaking about the jury pools, you know, unfortunately, and we knew this. The law is going to have to change, you know, from the federal courts. It's not going to happen through, you know, obviously through this jury process. These jurors did not care. And he got it out a little bit. And when I got it out a little bit, they didn't care.
Yeah, it's so disgraceful to see judges suppressing such critical information. I mean, it's the U.S. Constitution. It's very clear to understand what the Second Amendment means. And the fact that he wasn't selling these guns, this was just a hobby for him. And this is what they do. It's also, I mean, I'm from New York, too. We watched as a lot of these prosecutors don't go after actual people who should be like gang members who should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. But then here you go, a law-abiding citizen who has never had a criminal charge ever against him is now being made an example out of, which is heartbreaking in itself. I was reading the DA's statement on all of this when they arrested Dexter. They stated that he had spent over $10,000 in purchases to build these so-called ghost guns. Do you know how, and this might have came out during the trial, do you know how they were able to find out that Dexter was purchasing these parts online? Was it flagged by his credit card companies or by the people who he was purchasing them from? How were they able to catch on to this?
Three letters. Any guess? ATF.
I figured.
Yeah, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms they track purchases of guns. Clearly, they're getting the information from these parts places, and they track them. So what they do is they can't bring all these cases in federal court. So what they do is they pair off with local law enforcement, in this case, the NYPD, and they provided that data to the NYPD, who then provided that to the district attorney, and the district attorney wrote up search warrants for the seizure of these property, of these parts that he bought online legally. There's not illegal to buy these parts. He then, and it was in his own home, so he wasn't trying to fake anything. He bought it under his own name, his own credit card, and he had them shipped to his home. So, I mean, this is the amazing thing about this, because let's say he just never assembled these parts. They would have broken into his house and gotten nothing. And but under New York law, you're not allowed to build firearms even in your own home. So that's Dexter knew that, but Dexter believed, and he said this during the trial, he wasn't trying to get into a pissing match with the state of New York. He was doing this because he believed that's what the Constitution gave him the authority to do, which was to build these parts in the home. And what makes his case different is the fact that he's not out there selling, manufacturing. He was just building this in his own home. And I think that that's a compelling case for a federal court. And because of who Dexter is. I mean, it's just, he's an amazing, amazing human being.
He is. And he's a sweetheart. And it broke my heart to hear all of this. I suspect once he wins his appeal, he'll probably get offered a government contract, because that's how this would normally end. But I wanted to remind our audience, the appeals process is very, very expensive, and he is fundraising for assistance on all of that. So if you head over to Give, Send, Go right now, it's Dexter Taylor 2A Legal Fund. That's Dexter Taylor 2A Legal Fund. He could use all the assistance he could get. This is going to be a very expensive, like you just heard. It's going to be very expensive. It's going to go through the state courts, and then we got to get it all the way to the federal courts. So please, whatever you could donate, head over to his Give, Send, Go page. He could really, really use the assistance. Vinno, thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate it, and we look forward to hearing about your appeals victory. I know it's going to be a couple of years, but we'll be waiting.
All right. Thank you so much, Brianna. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I want to let our audience in on a little secret. I'm saving hundreds of dollars each year after switching over both of my lines to Patriot Mobile. Yes, so now my business and personal line are with Patriot Mobile. Now, Patriot Mobile uses the same towers that you're probably already using now, except it's less expensive. So my 5G towers that I love to use my old provider, I'm still using them now. I'm just paying significantly less money to do so. And on top of it all, Patriot Mobile believes in the same things you and I believe in. They have the same morals. So they donate to causes that are like pro-life causes, veteran causes, and even the NRA. It's incredible. So I highly recommend you head over to patriotmobile.com right now, take a look at their plans, and sign up. And today, if you sign up and use promo code Brianna, they're going to waive the activation fee. Yes, you heard it right. They're going to waive the activation fee. Just make sure you use promo code Brianna, B-R-E-A-N-N-A. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.